Well, the South Korean president says the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is, quote, the path to peace, calling for a peaceful solution to Pyongyang's nuclear issue.
I will clear away the anxiety and distrust that have become deeply rooted in the lives of the people. Step by step, together with the people, I will create a peaceful and stable life free of worries about war.
Moon Jae-in also expressed his willingness to hold a summit with a North Korean leader, quote, at any time under the right conditions. His remarks come a day after delegates from Seoul and Pyongyang held their first official talks after 2 years in the demilitarized zone that has divided the peninsula for decades. They agreed that the North would send athletes and officials to the 2018 South Korea Winter Olympics. Crossing over to Seoul, joined by Press TV's Jennifer Chang. Jennifer, good to have you with us. Well, fill us in on the latest situation. Definitely, it seems like there is progress on the way between the two. Tell us the latest from your side of things.
Well, of course, the two Koreas are moving towards detente. This is due to the effort of the North Korean side, which in a surprise speech by the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, offered to send a team, possibly, to the Olympics and to hold talks with the South about this matter. He appeared as a statesman. There was a statesmanly air about him. And this is being seen as a very good way for North Korea to improve its image in the international community, by showing that it is willing to put aside hostilities for the Olympics. Of course, the UN had called a truce during the Olympics late last year. And this is the civilized world's expectations of any country that wants to take part in the Olympics. The South Korean side had pushed the US to let the North participate. After all, the North had won a whole 7 medals in the last summer games of the Olympics. And so Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, pushed very hard for these military exercises that normally take place during the Olympic period from February 9th to February 25th to be postponed until after the Olympics. This was something that the U.S. was not too terribly keen to do, but once they agreed to the plan, they were eager about the whole talks. And now there is a great deal of expectation that perhaps these talks will lead to more rapprochement with the U.S., North Korea, and South Korea somehow being able to overcome their differences more so than in the past over the North's nuclear program. Of course, the North has said that its nuclear program cannot be retracted. However, the South is eager to try to keep talking about the denuclearization issue. Many experts are worried that because the North is being intractable right now, that perhaps it could be driving a wedge between South Korea and the U.S., two traditional allies, and could be hampering the Trump administration's efforts, which it is also trying to use along with the entire world to put pressure on China to increase sanctions on North Korea so that it will give up its nuclear program. However, on the other hand, there are those experts who also say that this could really lead to some kind of an improvement in the whole situation, which is daily getting more and more dangerous here on the Korean Peninsula. Within the Trump administration, there's talk of a bloody nose strike on North Korea, taking out some of the missile and nuclear facilities that could launch weapons of mass destruction, but not in such a terrible way as to generate a revenge by the North that would kill millions or hundreds of thousands of South Koreans within the artillery range of North Korean rocket fire here within Seoul. However, within the Trump administration, there's division as to whether this would be a good idea. Reportedly, Defense Secretary Mattis and State Secretary Rex Tillerson think that there's no way to prevent a full-blown war from breaking out with such a bloody nose strike.
Right. Well, it's interesting, though. Hopefully we are going towards detente between the two Koreas, and if South Korea is adamant, hopefully they can be able to stand for that, and the two sides can get closer together. Thanks so much for that update out of Seoul. That's Jennifer Chang, Press TV's correspondent on the ground there.